you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Office cats laid off as companies close. Office cats were once a hot benefit in the recent startup boom. Now that offices are closing, they need a new place to go. Written by Tong Yu Chung. Published in Six Tone. Narrated by Jenny McKenzie. Zhao Cai is out of a job. 2 months away from the office and locked down at an unfamiliar apartment, he's withdrawn into himself, becoming more suspicious of strangers. He spends much of the day sleeping, or keeping to himself quietly. At night, he gets into bed and mews for attention. Zhao Cai is part of a growing group displaced by the contraction of China's startup economy. Laid off office cats. During the venture capital fat years, many startups adopted cats as office mascots, to build a warm atmosphere or for good luck. Search company cat on social network Xiaohongshu, and hundreds of videos of these white-collar cats pop up. One poster said their company has 7. But in recent times, a weak economy and pandemic-era restrictions have decimated the startup scene. When companies shut down offices or go out of business, office cats can wind up out of a job and a home. Chinese nonfiction platform Truman Story profiled 4 laid-off cats in tech hubs Hangzhou, Shanghai, and Beijing. Some of them were adopted by employees, while others wound up on the street. Zhao Cai was a brash young tech cat. He applied for the job himself, walking into the office of Amelia Chun's employer on a hot summer day, lean, hungry, and confident. The Shanghai-based AI company, a noted player in intelligent picture generation, frequently left its door open. One day in July last year, a skinny orange cat walked in with a swagger to get out of the heat. Chun's first impression of the cat was that he was skinny but mettlesome. Almost half of Chun's 30 colleagues owned cats, and they wanted to keep him. The company's CEO wasn't sure at first. He was worried that during nights when everyone went back home, the cat might push over computers and bite the data cable, which is the pillar of an internet company, Chun said. Cat lovers proposed that they could buy a big cage and put him inside it at night, but the CEO still felt hesitant. On a business trip with the CEO, Chun attempted to convince him. "Every colleague wants to keep it. We will feel upset if you don't allow us to do it." He relented. They gave him the name Zhao Cai, or Pursuing Wealth for Luck. Staff formed a cat collective. If an employee wanted to pet the cat, they needed to join the group and pay a 66 yuan, that's $9.86, monthly membership fee. It funded food and daily essentials, and a rainy day fund for pet hospitals and insurance. For the right to decide on important issues for the cat, like what food to feed it, members needed to do extra unpaid work, cleaning the litter box, washing the cat, or taking him to get vaccinated. After the cat settled in, "Our work and our mood improved," Chun told Six Tone. When staff got tired of work, they would pet the cat or cuddle it to release stress. Some nights, Zhao Cai snuck out of the office before people could put him into the cage, coming back the next morning. Once, Chun went to the office early and found Zhao Cai sitting in front of the closed glass door, meowing softly for someone to open the door and let him in. In mid-March, Chun's company started to work from home because of the Shanghai pandemic. At that time, no one knew what would happen in the next 2 months. An employee took Zhao Cai home, but her husband was allergic, so the cat moved to Chun's home. She was glad she did. When the lockdown stretched out to 2 months, the company was essential. At night, when she got into bed, Zhao Cai would run to her and ask to be petted. Then, he would lie on the bed, lean on Chun's leg, and find a comfortable pose to fall asleep. "I would have gone crazy if I didn't have him," Chun said. Not long after that, an investor withdrew and the company was forced to shut down. The pandemic and the war in Ukraine made investors more cautious, and our company is capital intensive because R&D requires high amounts of money. Once we stop getting money, we can't survive, Chen said. Chen and her colleagues mostly had soft landings. She transferred to the defunct startup's parent company. Coming from an industry leader, other staff found jobs easily. But for Zhao Cai, the company had been home. They began looking for an adoptive home, but Chen soon regretted it and felt she could not be separated from Zhao Cai. Other cats were less lucky. One cat profiled by Truman Story was raised to help pitch products on live streams and abandoned when the company shut down its live commerce department after a poor performance. Guo Sete, an influencer on the Twitter-like platform Weibo, wrote that a company next to her had adopted a small white cat, named it Liu Yi, or 600 million, and then gave up on it when they moved to a new office. One of Guo's colleagues adopted the cat, he wrote. When Shanghai ended its two-month lockdown in June, Chen and her colleagues arranged to go back to the office to pack their things and say goodbye. Several asked her to bring Zhao Cai in. Everyone wanted to see the familiar things in the office one last time. We regarded Zhao Cai as part of this office, Chen said. But she worried that he wouldn't take it well. He was sensitive to changes of environment. Lockdown had left him taciturn and afraid of strangers. After thinking twice, I was still worried about Zhao Cai's mental health after a long lockdown. Chen decided to keep Zhao Cai. Most of the time, he stays at her home. But sometimes, when she feels that Zhao Cai is happy and the weather is good, they go for a stroll, breathing some fresh air outside.